Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Netta Iranpour. Thanks so much for joining us. This is your Picks Now update. Facing intense pressure, President Trump now taking action to end the process of separating children from their families who enter the U.S. illegally. Angelica Alvarez has the latest from Capitol Hill.
President Trump signed an executive order ending family separation for immigrants who cross the U.S. border illegally.
We're going to have strong, very strong borders, but we're going to keep the families together. I didn't like the sight or the feeling of families being separated.
Under the Trump administration's recent zero-tolerance policy, more than 2,300 children have been separated from their parents since May. Images of children in government-run facilities triggered a firestorm of protests.
It is psychological torture what this administration is doing.
The president had repeatedly insisted only Congress can fix the crisis, but in a meeting with congressional Republicans, he announced his reversal.
If you're really, really pathetically weak, the country's going to be overrun with millions of people. And if you're strong, then you don't have any heart. That's a tough dilemma.
The House is slated to vote on a pair of wider immigration bills on Thursday, both of which the president is said to support.
This is very good compromise legislation that not only solves the child separation issue at the border, it also solves the border. It solves DACA. It solves a lot of our broken immigration parts.
But with the executive order addressing the immediate crisis, there's concern the pressure may be off some lawmakers to pass the immigration reform bill. Angelica Alvarez, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
And Senator Kamala Harris responding to the president's executive order today, tweeting this. This executive order in no way deals with reuniting the 2,300 children who've been torn away from their parents and remained separated. When will they see their parents again? They must be reunited immediately, she says. Now, back here in the Bay Area, a San Francisco police officer is recovering after being hit in the head with a bottle. This happened this morning about 10:30, right in the corner of Hyde and Turk in the city's Tenderloin neighborhood. Someone threw a bottle at a motorcycle officer who was part of a dignitary escort. The officer was taken to SF General for the injuries, which are not life-threatening, and police have no suspect in custody at this hour. We do have good news to report. A San Jose man and his stolen puppy have now been reunited. Take a look here. Six-week-old Nyla was found in Ceres. That's near to Modesto. San Jose police say they've arrested a possible suspect tied to this crime that you're watching right here on Monday. An unknown man walked into a warehouse in North San Jose and then walked out with Nyla. The pup's owner had only had her for just 1 week. Now they're back together again. We do have new video to show you of a daring animal rescue in Placer County. According to police, a bear trapped itself inside a car. This is right near Lake Tahoe. And the bear wanted a snack in the car, and it caused so much damage to the car's interior that the doors could not be unlocked. So that's what the deputy had to do. You see it there, decided to smash the window. He then, of course, got away really quickly, and the bear got out. Police warn to those who are staying in the Lake Tahoe area, please do not leave food in your vehicles. And this weekend, Lake Tahoe may be the place to go because it's going to feel a lot cooler than what it's going to feel like in the valley locations. For now, let's take a look at your forecast. We do have this last day of spring, and it's feeling pretty comfortable out there. Tomorrow officially starts summer at exactly 3:07 a.m. I'll be up for you for the morning show. Will you be up with us? Maybe not, but we do have 14 and a half to 15 hours of daylight for tomorrow. So that makes us the summer solstice, of course. That means the longest daylight hours of the year. And it looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day tomorrow. A little bit warmer in the inland areas compared to what we're experiencing today. Right now, it's shaping up to be really pretty out there across San Francisco. Nice, clear conditions. Glad to see that marine layer finally burning off. Even at the beaches, just a few areas of some stubborn cloud coverage hanging around. Over at SFO, look at this. We also have a break in the clouds this morning. They certainly had some delays because of the low cloud ceiling, but that is not the case now. So temperature-wise, in San Francisco, 57. Compare that to 80 degrees in Concord. That's where the warm air is, of course, inland locations away from the water. Also noticing a little west wind that's starting to get stronger through San Jose, 10 miles per hour, and Fremont, 14, Redwood City, 15. SFO, though, that's coming in pretty good at 22. Same with downtown San Francisco. And then through Fairfield, this has not let up all day long through the Delta. Very strong winds throughout the day. Breezy conditions with gusts around 30 miles per hour through those hills just east of Berkeley as well. Temperature-wise in Oakland, 72 for the afternoon high, 82 in Vallejo and 85 in Napa. Upper 80s for Santa Rosa, for Concord, and for Fairfield. So overall, the big picture by Friday, Saturday, we're talking a lot of heat because two ridges of high pressure are going to be working together, and that's what's going to bring our temperatures on up for the entire West Coast. Look at this. We have excessive heat warnings, those areas in red, watches for the areas in yellow. Weather surveys in Sacramento issued this for Fairfield, Sassoon counties, for Sacramento Valley, because look how hot it's going to get Friday through Sunday. We're talking the potential for heat-related illnesses, also the concern of fire danger. This is Lake Tahoe right now. The Homewood camera already showing pretty dry conditions. Offshore winds are going to start. Those are winds coming in from the north. So that means dry heat could always lead to the potential for fires to spread quickly. Here's a look at the Pride Parade forecast for you. 74 degrees. That is not bad for San Francisco. Of course, that's on Sunday morning. Mostly sunny skies, though, so of course, wear that sunblock. And of course, we do invite you to join us because we are going to have live streaming coverage of the 2018 Pride Parade. Isn't that music fun? Get you in the mood. KPIX is a very proud sponsor of this celebration. Our coverage begins Sunday morning at 10:30 in the morning on KPIX.com. I'll be out there reporting. A bunch of our staff will be out there, of course, on our float, waving to all of you, so be sure you come say hi. Now, Aisha Curry's restaurant in Houston, already getting terrible reviews, and it hasn't even opened yet. So bitter Houston Rockets fans are taking to Yelp now. They're giving Curry's restaurant international smoke. Only one star. That's all she's getting. The restaurant is opening in early July. There's already one right here in San Francisco. Of course, the fans are expressing their hatred for Steph Curry and the Warriors for ousting their team in the Western Conference Finals. I'm sure the food is good, though. But here are some of the reviews. When Kevin Durant fills in as a butcher, his first cut is a stab in the back. Ooh. And here's another one. One Yelp reviewer saying, the water tastes like a mouthpiece was thrown in it. The restaurant smells like Draymond. All right, they're kind of clever, but of course, wait till it opens before you give official reviews. And speaking of Steph Curry's mouth guard, the one he used in game 4 of the NBA Finals is on the auction block. The piece of Curry memorabilia will be up for auction starting July 26th. So get ready. It's going to be on the auction block until August 11th. Collectors estimate that it could be worth at least $25,000 for something that was in his mouth. Yeah, plaque and all. This isn't the first time a Curry mouth guard has hit the market. 2 years ago, his mouthpiece was sold for over $3,100. At least that's a little more reasonable, but $23,000? It's a lot for something that has saliva all over it. Now, we are going to be back with another update at the top of the hour. So glad you joined us. You can watch our updates on the hour streaming live at CBSSF.com or on our KPIX Facebook page.
Fix Now News is sponsored by Philippine Tourism.
From the pristine beaches of Palawan, Cebu, or Siargao, to the wonder of the world, Banaue Rice Terraces, the Philippines awaits. Your once-in-a-lifetime experiences are right there in your unused rewards card travel miles. Click and discover the Philippines.